As we think about the ways that Jesus fulfilled the office of prophet, one passage that helps us understand his role is Deuteronomy chapter 18, where we're told that God would eventually raise up another prophet like Moses from among the people. Theologians commonly recognize that this prophecy referred to the future Messiah, whom we know to be Jesus. Is Jesus the prophet like Moses that was foretold in Deuteronomy chapter 18?
在申命记18章，摩西的预言。
In Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses foretold that God would raise up a prophet like himself, and that the people should listen to this prophet. This is all closely related to the revival of God's kingdom. So who could this prophet be? The one who is raised up and will be like Moses. We must understand that Moses was not just a prophet, but was the mediator of the covenant at Sinai. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 mentions that when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses. So Moses was not just a prophet, but the mediator of the covenant. So who is this prophet to be raised up that will be like Moses? Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. The prophecy in Deuteronomy chapter 18 that predicts that God will raise up a prophet like Moses points to Jesus Christ, who will bring God's kingdom.
It's very interesting that we have in the scriptures certain parallels drawn, sometimes explicitly, between Moses and the future Jesus. The significance of that, I think, is intriguing, because at one level, the emphasis of the New Testament as it presents Jesus is that one greater than Moses is now present. And we could list some of the significant ways that Jesus Christ is greater than Moses. But all of that relative greatness is premised on certain affinities or similarities between Moses and Jesus, always keeping in mind that eventually, if you will, Jesus trumps Moses. But Moses is the quintessential mediator of the law of God. And in some ways, you know, the Sermon on the Mount is the upgrade on the Mount of Sinai, where Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but now I say to you," not in a way that discredits Moses, but intensifies and deepens the wisdom that Moses was able to apprehend. Moses was the liberator, the one God used to bring a people in bondage into a promised land. And in a somewhat more spiritualized and profoundly more important way, Jesus is the new and greater Moses who delivers people from the multifaceted dimensions of bondage into the promised land of infinite grace and an eternal future. I'm sure there are many other similarities between the two, but the way the Messiah is presented in the gospel is always a matter of comparing and then upgrading with Jesus.
Well, the connection between the prophet that God would raise up who would be like Moses and the connection with Christ is, of course, that prophet would be the Lord Jesus Christ, and Moses was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ in one sense. Remember when they gave the Ten Commandments, when God gave the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, why, the people, the mountain thundered and shook, and the people said, Moses, you go talk to him. And they sensed their need of a mediator. And God in Deuteronomy 18 says, they have well said what they said because they do need a mediator. And I will raise up the real mediator, a prophet like you, Moses. He will come and he will be the one who will be the true mediator. And so Deuteronomy 18 really points to that.